Celebrating 75 years is the National FFA Choir, here with two members of this elite group. So first, introduce yourselves.
My name is Graham Foley. I'm from the Tonganoxie FFA chapter in Kansas.
Hi, and I'm Anna Brennan, and I am from the Byron FFA chapter in Region 8 in Minnesota.
How exciting to be part of the course. First, tell me how you get involved with the National FFA course.
So on the National FFA website, there is a spot for people to apply to the National Chorus Band or Talent. And the audition process is pretty simple, but it's very competitive. And it's a real, real big honor to be chosen to be part of this group.
And Anna, tell me about the honor to be here the 75th year.
It's amazing just to think of all of the people who have paved the way for us before this. We're a huge choir of 80 students this year, and that's just incredibly amazing, bouncing back after COVID and everything like that. It's just a huge honor to see that this tradition has continued to go on for so many years, and to be able to be here and celebrate the 75th anniversary is just, it's really incredible.
Now, to someone who may see it on television, you guys are doing a lot of songs. What's the preparation behind it? Tell me more, Graham.
So we all get our music around the 1st of October, and the expectation is to have it memorized by the time convention rolls around, because that really helps rehearsals to go a lot more smooth, so we can start working in some nice groovy emotions and also some choreography for some of our songs, and that really helps to spice up the performances at convention.
And some of the songs, they're fun, they're entertaining. Tell me about your levels of expertise with singing that, because I don't know too much of what it takes to perform on a stage.
Yeah, so I actually have been a performer since I was like 4 or 5 years old. I was a dancer for many years, and so that really got me into a lot of the performance aspect of what it's like to be part of a performative choir like this. But I've also participated in school choirs and honors choirs, and it really, you know, you don't have to have a ton of experience to be a part of the choir, but you just have to be willing to give it your all, be willing to have fun, and just show your best self on stage.
And you're the second year part of this. What does it mean to come back the second year, the second time?
It's just amazing to see all these familiar faces from last year, because a lot of these people that we've seen again, we haven't seen since the last time we were here at convention. And the moment we see each other for the first time, it's all hugs, and it's such an awesome reunion to be with all these other people that we are not that close to. We don't get to see very often.
And what's unique is that you guys are also part of agriculture education and FFA. While you guys have talented voices, you also have some kind of background to really get involved to this program. So tell me more about your agriculture education and FFA background.
Yes, so I actually got into FFA because of my older sister and my grandparents who own a hobby farm. My sister grew up showing goats, and I'm actually pretty severely allergic to most farm animals, so I always had to find very different ways to get involved, and music was definitely an outlet that I found I could really share my message, and I found that being able to combine that with agriculture and with FFA has been a really unique experience. And I've also participated in lots of speaking and leadership contests as well, which has been really exciting to be a part of. Get to practice speaking and being in front of an audience and spreading agricultural influence is so much fun, and really helps me to prepare for things like this course as well, being in front of people and performing. And agriculture has really had a huge impact on how I ended up here in FFA.
What about you, Graham? What's your connection to agriculture education and FFA?
So I am the sixth generation of a homesteaded family farm in Northwest Missouri. My dad was in FFA as a high schooler, and we do a lot of different things on our family farm. It's going to be 200 years old in 2039. And we're really excited to celebrate that anniversary with all our family, and just having that agricultural background and appreciating the heritage of my family's history has helped me have a more deeper connection and fondness towards FFA.
So celebration of connecting a chorus to FFA and agriculture education. What should people be expecting to celebrate 75 years?
Yes, lots of fun music and lots of great energy on stage. I think this year is really all about celebrating who we are as individuals and what makes us all different and how beautiful that is, because the chorus is made up of people from all over the country and all sorts of different FFA chapters from all different backgrounds. And so this year is really just a celebration of not only those individuals on stage, but the so many different individuals that have participated in chorus for the last 75 years, bringing all of that together and really just a celebration.
Anything else that you'd like to add in regards to that?
So after 75 years of having a national chorus, it really goes to show that in FFA, you can do anything. Like FFA, you don't have to be a farmer. Like I personally don't live on an active farm. I live not really in a suburb environment, but sort of kind of in between, but it's just really fun to know that there's so many different opportunities other than having to live on an active farm to really appreciate FFA.
To anyone who's considering applying, what's the reason why?
Applying to the National Chorus will be one of the best experiences of your life because, one, you get to sing on the biggest stage of the agricultural world and in front of like 20,000 people. And also, you just form so many lifelong friendships with all the members of this chorus that you will never forget them.
For me, it's just an opportunity for growth, and it's growth in so many different ways. You get to gain so many new experiences under your belt, whether it's meeting and introducing people for the first time, staying with roommates and things like that for the first time. It's just such an amazing experience, and really it will prepare you for life beyond FFA because of all of the experiences that you are receiving. So for me, it's just, you know, it's really preparation, and you get to come and you get to really be your true self and see how you fit into such a diverse community, and it's so special.
Such an opportunity to be a part of. Thanks for coming on. Anything else that you'd like to add?
Anyone who's considering applying for the National FFA Chorus, we've got the best directors in the world, and you will love every song that is picked out. You will always have a fun time, and anyone from any background, any different belief system, you're all welcome here.
It will be the best decision of your entire life. It's something you will never forget, and it's just something that I know I will hold near and dear to my heart for the rest of my life, and I know you will too.
Such a great celebration. 75 years of National FFA Chorus, bringing in people involved in agriculture education and FFA to singing at Convention and Expo. That was Anna and Graham. Thanks for joining. I'm Michelle Stengler with National FFA.